Okay, so Dr. Perth on the table. Okay, cool. So, as promised, I wanted to talk to this week about really Hashlama from last week. Right, last week we talked about what counts as Torah Lishma. Right, the question came up, what counts as... Oh, yes, thank you. Lumoid Almanas Lasis, right? In other words, the Tosfos, if you remember last week, said that Torah Lishma means learning for the purpose of keeping the halacha, knowing the halacha. So, that begs the question, but wait... In your modern, average, modern-day yeshiva, very few people are learning for the purpose of knowing the halacha. Right? We don't spend that much time doing halacha l'maisa. So, Tosfos have a clear thought. If we look at the first source on the page, the Gemara in Kiddushin, Rabbi Tarfon, the Zakenim, Sum, Elias, Beis Natza, Beloit. Rabbi Tarfon and the Zakenim and the elders were sitting down in the Aliyah, it's like the upper floor, the attic of Beis Natza in Loi, right? And this question, Nishla Sheila Zubit Nehem, this question was asked to them, Talmud Bodol Maisa Gadol, is it more important to learn Torah, or is it more important to keep mitzvahs? That Makoros over there at the back. That one works too?
No, I don't know.
Oh, okay, fine. Right? Is Talmud more important, or is Maisa Gadol? Nana Rabbi Kiba, Amar Talmud Gadol. The answer is that Talmud Torah is the more important of the two, right? So now Rabbi Tarfon or Amar Talmud Maisa Gadol. Rabbi Tarfon says that doing mitzvah is more important. Rabbi Kiba said Talmud Gadol Tam learning is more important than the Kulam VeAmru Talmud Gadol Sha Talmud Maybe Lidei Maisa, right? Right. We learned, then they all said together that Talmud is more important because the Talmud leads to be able to do the Maiseh. Right, so let's look at Rashi over here. I put it on Daf for you. Sha'a Talmud meili de Maiseh, nimse ushneem beyodoy. Right, the point is that if you learn Torah, then you can fulfill the mitzvahs properly and then you've done both. If you don't learn Torah, you won't fulfill the mitzvahs properly and you won't do either. But it's not that there's an organic link between Talmud Torah and doing mitzvahs.
It's not as if there's a...
It's not an organic link. It's not as though, in other words, you'll hear people sometimes say that when you learn Torah, it's as though you're performing the mitzvah that you're learning about. So Rashi's not saying that. Yeah? Techev will see what sort of things in that direction people do say, but Rashi is not saying that. Fine. Adkan, if I was to ask you, the answer is: What should most of our learning be?
Halacha.
Yeah, halacha. Now, uvda, and we will see in a second. People who really do say this historically. If we look at what Jews learned, so if you look in the, I didn't put this on this particular source on the page, but if you look in the Tshuvas of Rambam, so the Rambam has a Tshuva. You've all heard this statement that the Rambam said you shouldn't learn anything except for the Mishnah Torah. You don't need to learn Gemara anymore. Right, so the Rambam wants to ask the question, but wait, what do you mean by the statement in your Hakdamah to the Mishnah Torah? Should people learn Gemara? So the Rambam says, me? I never said that people should only learn the Mishnah Torah. He did. But he said, I never said that, right? What I said, I will look at what I do in my yeshiva in Cairo, right? I teach a Gemara shir, right? And some other guys, most of the guys, he says, I teach a Rif shir. One or two of them asked to learn the Mishnah Torah, so I said that was okay. Right? Most of the guys learned a Rif Shir, not a Gemara Shir. Why? Because the Rif is a halachic summary of what appears in the Gemara. He eliminates most of the Gadata, right? And he gives you the bottom line, halacha l'maisa. Right? Similarly, if you look at what most Rishonim wrote on, so most Rishonim wrote on halacha l'maisa masechtos, right? If you look at the Svarim that most Rishonim thought you should have in your library, the Rif, the Rosh, the Mordechai, right? We're talking about halacha Svarim. So it's no question that Rashi in this sense is the more common opinion in Jewish tradition, right? Talmud Torah is primarily important because it allows us to keep the halacha, right? There is other things you should learn. It's not you shouldn't learn other things, but in terms of the main focus of our learning, that should be it. Like I said, to reiterate, that is not the case now, right? That is not what most people do now. Okay. Let's look at the next Gemara. Let's look at the Gemara in Bava Kamma. V'chavod asu l'meishen melamid shehoshivu yeshiva al kivroi. Okay, they did a big kavod for him when he died. Who's him? Chizkiyahu HaMelech. They seated a yeshiva on his grave. Does anybody know what this means? Okay. It means the following. The way they would bury people in those days is they wouldn't bury them in a grave like we did, dig a hole in the ground and then they insert them into the hole and then they cover the hole with dirt. right, what they would do is they would put him into a cave for a year on a slab. All the flesh would rot away, leaving only bones. Then the bones would be moved into a receptacle at the back of the cave, and at some stage or another, they would actually be thrown into a hole in the floor in the bottom of the cage, and his bones would mix in with all the bones of his ancestors. Sorry? Yeah, that's the way the Jews were buried for thousands of years, prior to Korban Bayis Sheni. Even after Korban Bayis Sheni for a little bit, Jews, this was how Jewish, this was Jewish burial practice. It changed later on when we moved to other places. Right, we adopted burial customs from the places that we found ourselves in. Right, so now we bury people separately. That's, by the way, the expression in Tanakh, v'ya'aseif el avoisav. Right? That's what it means. Literally, to be collected to your forefathers. Now, why is this important? Because if you go to the grave of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, who was buried in this fashion, in a place called Beit Guvrin, I think? Yeah. Right? So what you will see, we're pretty sure we know where the grave of Rabbi is. Right? There. There's a various signs. I don't want to go into the details of the archaeological excavation there now, but what you find on top of it is you find rows of seats that were carved into the stone. They literally built a yeshiva on top of his grave. So they're saying they did the same thing for Chizkiyahu HaMelech because he was such a big tzaddik. Yeah? That was the tzaddik of Chizkiyahu HaMelech. We'll see in the second why this is relevant. Pligi bar Rabbi Nasan. Sorry?
Why is that considered such a kavod?
Because even when you're gone, we want you to be part of our Talmud Torah. We need you to be part of our lives.
And whose grave did they build?
I'm sorry?
Whose grave did
historically, for sure, Rabbi Yehuda. And I see the Gemara is saying Chizkiyahu HaMelech. Right? Pligi bar Rabbi Nosson v'Rabbanan. Rabbi Nosson v'Rabbanan disagreed about this. Chad Amar Shlesha v'Chad Amar Shiva. The number of rows. They're arguing about the number of rows. Was it seven rows or was it three rows? Parenthetically. In Surah, there were three rows of Rabbanim. They put all 70 Rabbanim in three rows. And in Pumadisa, they put all 70 Rabbanim in seven rows. Okay. Some people said there were only really 30 rows. It was many more rows than a regular yeshiva. Tamra Banan Vechavirosalabi Moshe. They did great for an honor for him. He died. Zechit Yomel Yudah. This was Chelik Yomel Yudah. She Yatz Ulefanav Shloshim Veshisha Elef Chalutzi Kasef. Because 365,000 people who had nothing on their shoulder because they'd ripped their clothing, so their shirt was falling off, followed him to his burial site. Divrei Yehuda, that's what Yehuda said. Amar le Rabbi Nechemia, v'aloyev ne'achav asu kein. Didn't they do that for Achav as well? And Achav was not a tzaddik. So that's not necessarily a good proof that he's a big tzaddik. Apuki mafkinan anuchi lemanchinan. There's a difference, he says. When it came to Chizkiyahu HaMelech, they all hung around to bury him. But Achav, they just like took him there, and the second they could, they ran away. So it says, Ibeg, saying, maybe they did this, they really buried Achav, Kayam Laya, Kiyam Loy Amrinan, but they never said that he fulfilled the mitzvahs. With his Yol, they said that he fulfilled the mitzvahs because, you know, he did. Amar Rabba Barachana, Have Azilna Behade, the Rabbi Yochanan, Limishal Shemaisa, Kihave, Ayle, Vesakise, Behave, Beinamine Milsa, Le Pashit Lan, Ademashi, Adeo Marafilna Mavarek, Veramalana, Filu Kiyam Amrinan, Limade Loy Amrinan. So it says, I visited Rabbi Yochanan and I asked him exactly this question, and he needed to go to the toilet. So he went to the toilet and then he washed his hands and then he put on tefillin again. They used to wear tefillin all day, so he put on his tefillin after he came out of the toilet. And only after that did he answer my question. He said, Kiyam Amrinan, he fulfilled the mitzvahs, but he didn't teach the mitzvahs. Amar Mar, God Olima Torah, Shalima Maybe De Maisa. Right? Didn't we say that doesn't matter if he didn't teach Torah? Keeping the mitzvahs is enough. There's a difference. If you learn Torah for the purpose of keeping the mitzvahs, that's great. But if you learn Torah to teach the mitzvahs, that's more important than learning Torah to learn the mitzvahs. Okay. Fine. So this luchobra is there is a bit of a tension between this and the Maran Kedushin that we just saw. Right.
It's better to learn to teach then.
It's better to learn to teach than it is to learn just to learn. I mean, you should do both. I should both want to get your done. One could argue, what's the way you Mekayim both? Right? Based on what we've said so far, we'll see this change in a second, but based on what we've seen so far, you can be Mekayim both. Teach a whole shiur of halacha maitza. Right?
And to learn for the purpose of to teach, is that considered the lasot?
I don't think so. I think it's being considered a separate kinyan, but here it's considered more important. Right? It's better. Okay, in other words, I don't think it's impossible to combine them, but theoretically they are separate. Okay, fine. Now, let's, okay. If Fine. Let's look at the Tosfos. Talmud Gadol Shah Talmud Dimaisi Tema Daran Per Sefer Kalavav Kam Rabbi Yochanan Mashi Yedeyu Manat Tvilin VeHadar Amar Lam Kaya Ki Amar Rinnan Limed La Amrinim. So the Gemara says, this is weird, right? If Talmud is more important because Talmud is maybe the Maisa, right? Then it's intentional with the Gemara we just read in Bava Kama. Pirish Bekodros Bidis Leb Bemi Katanis Leb Gadol Vein Ken Kevin De Amar Kiyem Kol Shekein Limei She'enei Chashem Kol Kol Ha'ama Mucha Chasem Mehacha De Maisa Gadol. So it says the Tosis, no, the Gemara in Bava Kama doesn't really mean that teaching is more important. If you learn Torah, then obviously you'll then be able to teach it. That doesn't mean you learn for the purpose of teaching. It means that if you learn and teach, that's better than just learning. And if you learn for the purpose of keeping it, you'll learn it really well, so you'll be able to teach it as well. Okay? So the Yesh Loi, or maybe you'll say, the Hasam Haki Pirish V'Hadar Amar Lam Kiyim Amrinan Limad Loi Amrinan Parech Hasam Amar Gadol Talmud Shemaybi Dei Maisim Kein Heyev Kiyim Ma La'im Loi Limid V'Chivan She'anu Amrim Loi Kiyim Harei Amrim Loi Limid. And our ask, Kiyem Amrinan Limid Loi Amrinan Mshani Halei Migmar Halei Agmuri Koymar Le Migmar Le Didei Vaday Maise Adap Abal Agmuri Achorina Vaday Adif Tvei Mi Maise. So it says, the question that Gemara, he says, maybe what the question that Gemara was asking is, right? If he learnt the Torah, and he was learning Almenas Lasses, he was learning to keep the Torah, and obviously he wanted to teach the Torah as well, because as we saw last week and we're about to see again, right? Teaching Torah is part of the mitzvah of learning Torah. It's an integral part of the mitzvah. So clearly he was going to teach Torah. The answer Gemara gave was, sure. But having said that, when you're talking about the goals of learning Torah, so Torah, which is learned for the purpose of keeping it, is great. But Torah, which is learned for the purpose of teaching it, is more important. Yeah? V'yesh mefarshim de'adam she'lilamad adayin uval limalech im yilmoy t'chilo yasek v'maitse omrim lelemoy t'chilo l'fisha ena maratz chasek aval adam she'lilamad kvar ha'maitse to yoser me'alimod. Says the Gemara, maybe Agmuri doesn't mean to teach other people, it means to teach yourself. Meaning, right? It's a question of where you are in life. If you haven't learned much Torah yet, so we'll tell you, learn before you go out and try to do lots of mitzvahs all at once, because you need to learn to be able to keep mitzvahs. If you already know what you're doing, or you already know the halacha, they will tell you, concentrate on doing mitzvahs. That's more important than learning Torah already. Right? It depends on where you are. It depends on what sort of person you are. Okay, tough. I want to focus in on the second answer of Tosfos. Right, the third answer of Tosfos is Muvan, we discussed it last week. It says that really keeping mitzvahs is more important. It just happens to be without a basis in learning Torah, you're not going to do it properly. Right? The first answer is the same thing. The second answer, right, is the one which is a little bit different. It's saying that there's two different types of learning Torah. You can learn to keep mitzvahs, so you can learn to teach Torah. Ideally, you can combine them. But if you can't, then learning to teach is more important than learning to keep mitzvahs. Okay? Dvarim Perek Vav. Let's really look at the parsha again. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad Ve'ahavta Et Adonai Elokecha Bekol Levavcha V'Bekol Nefshecha V'Ma'amedecha V'Hayu Hadvarim Ha'Eila Asher Anochi Nitzav Bevecha Hayom Al Levavecha V'Shinantam Levanecha V'Dibarto Bam V'Shitecha V'Visecha U'Lelechtecha V'Derek V'Shachecha V'Kumecha. You will both teach your children and V'Dibarto Bam, and you'll talk about them to yourself. Remember that most Talmud Torah is performed orally. Why? No, why is most Talmud Torah performed orally? Torah Shebaal Peh is a much bigger corpus of Torah than Torah Shebichsav. In our day and age, Torah Shebichsav is also written down, witnesses, Daf Makoros. Right? Almost entirely Torah Shebaal Peh. But if we're talking about ideally, Torah Shebaal Peh is exactly what it sounds like. It's not written down. Right, so V'dibarta Bam is going to be saying you're talking about Torah because most Talmud Torah is spoken. Yeah? Which means that there are two types of Talmud Torah, V'pshitos and the Pasuk. You teach Torah and you speak about it to yourself. The difference is that teaching comes first, literally, in the Pasuk. Oh, that wasn't bad. Literally and literally. Okay. Anyway. Fine. And on the other hand, right, we have just to remind you of what we're.
How do you see that?
I'm sorry?
How do you see that from the words of
Shema? You will teach your children, you will speak about them. teaching your children came before, as in chronologically in the pasuk, came before speaking about it. So it indicates that that's the more important bit. Right? Which is very, it's very, very tight with the second teretz in Tosfos. Yeah? Okay. Right? Just a little bit of chazara for what we did last week, just to remind you. Right? On the other hand, we have the Sefer Yehoshua, which strongly de-emphasizes the teaching and very strongly emphasizes the learning. Lo yamush Sefer HaTorah zeh b'picha b'agisa b'yom v'layla, l'man tishmur l'asos t'chol t'chasuv boy, ki az t'chlech t'zdarkecha v'az t'skil. Right? The Torah will never leave your mouth. This Sefer Torah will never leave your mouth. You will constantly learn it, but it doesn't mention teaching. I'm saying it's a stira. I'm saying it's, in terms of the emphases, it's reversed. Right? It's saying learning, learning, learning. Learning is good. Teaching is also part of learning, but it's not being stressed here. Okay? Fine. Talmud, Bavli. On the other hand, the Bavli, I think, takes shot from the Psukim. V'am v'ron the Psukim in Chumash. V'am Rabbi Elazar, my dek zid, pia paskal b'chokim aseris chesed ala shoyna, v'chi yish torah shal chesed, v'yish torah she'inish al chesed, ela torah l'shma, zui torah shal chesed, v'shalu l'shma, zui torah she'inish al chesed. V'am yitor l'lamda, zui torah shal chesed, v'shalu l'lamda, zui torah she'inish al chesed. Right, Rabbi, the pasuk says, if you remember, and we said that Eish Yischael, it's a pasuk from Eish Yischael, which is a poem at the end of Mishlei, and we said that Eish Yischael is usually, in fact, much of Mishlei, is interpreted as being about Talmud Torah, right, classically. Therefore, right, the Gemara asks, the Torah's chesed al Lashona, right, is there such a thing as Torah which is not Torah of kindness, of chesed? And the answer is, yeah, Torah shel Lishma. And then the Gemara said, and remember, at the moment we're assuming that Torah Shloshma is Torah, which is not Lumad Amnas Lassos. Yeah? And that said, oh, maybe no. Torah Shel Chesed is Torah Lalamda. Literally, when you're learning Torah for the purpose of someone other than yourself, that's Torah Shel Chesed. Torah to teach it is Torah Shel Chesed. Torah which you're never going to teach, that's not Torah Shel Chesed. Yeah, and like I said, we won't read it inside because you've already seen it already, but the Rambam also begins Hilchos Talmud Torah. Literally, the first thing he says in Hilchos Talmud Torah is you have to teach your children Torah. Doesn't say you learn Torah. He says you teach your children Torah. That is your primary obligation in Talmud Torah. Okay. Everybody's with me so far? Right. I think that in general, right, that should be something which is, very, very soon we're going to see Makoros, which I think a little bit toned down the theme that I've been playing so far, which is that Halacha L'maaseh is the Ikar, and that really we should be learning so that we can fulfill mitzvos better, and so well, that's it, right? I don't know, that's not going to be the Maskana, you've probably already all worked that out anyway. But I do think it is very, very important to remember that even if we end up concluding that the Ikar Limud is not just to know Halacha L'maaseh, right? If you have the opportunity to learn Halacha L'maaseh, then do. Right? You're all learning Sukkah now. Right? These are Halacha L'maaseh Sukkahs. Look them up in the Shulchan Aruch. Right? There's a thing on the side which you've probably already seen, the Ein Mishpat, right? Which has references to the Shulchan Aruch. Look things up. It won't hurt you, I promise. Really. It's not so horrible. Okay. Fine, let's look at Tosfos in Pesachim. V'chan moisim shel Lishma k'dei Rabbi Yehuda teima gufei amar. It says kol oisik b'torah shel Lishma noach shel nivra by Maria ha'asam ma'ir yigun shel loymik dei leisyar l'kanter l'pemeach chaver ve'acha ve'eino loymik amanas lasos. So it's here to define learning Lishma as loymik amanas lasos. Like I said, we've already seen it. Okay.
Is learning what?
Sorry?
What did you say?
The Tosfos defines it as Lilmud Amanas Lasos. Torah Lishma, the phrase that he uses to change out. If you can, the third line of the Tosfos, he says the Eino Lumen Amanas Lasos. He's not learning for the purpose of fulfilling the mitzvahs. Meaning, if you're learning Lishma, you're learning for the purpose of fulfilling the mitzvahs. And that was the.
But Tosfos said that learning to be able to perform it.
No, Tosfos says there's two ideals. One's a little bit better than the other, though. One ideal is learning to fulfill the mitzvahs. The other ideal is to learn to teach. Right? Two separate things the Torah describes in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Learning for the purpose of fulfilling the mitzvahs is great. Learning for the purpose of teaching is better. Okay? Everybody understands? Can I move on? Or is there anybody who needs either more explanation or questions? Okay. In fact, let's look at the Rambam. Ein lecha mitzvah bechol mitzvah kulan shi shkula keneged Talmud Torah. There is no mitzvah in the entire Torah which is compared to Talmud Torah Ella, Talmud Torah Keneged Kol HaMitzvos Kulam. Talmud Torah is as good as any other mitzvah. Sheha Talmud Mevi Lidei Maaseh. Because learning brings you to keeping mitzvahs. Lefichach, therefore, a Talmud Koidim LaMaaseh Bechol Makom. Learning is more important than fulfilling mitzvahs in every place. Did anybody notice the way the Rambam changed what the Gemara said? Reading what was on the other side of the board that I wasn't meant to be looking at because I had nothing to do with what was being spoken about and I usually lost focus. I'm not a very focused person. You're much more focused than me, so maybe you wouldn't have that problem, but I had focus. Okay. This is what the Gemara said, and I apologize for my abysmal handwriting. That the reason why you learn is not necessarily to fulfill mitzvahs, but Talmud Torah leads you to fulfilling mitzvahs. Right? If you learn seriously, you will fulfill mitzvahs. Not that's the reason why you're learning, but it'll happen. That's why Talmud Torah is better than every other mitzvah, because in addition to the fact that it's a mitzvah in its own right, it helps you fulfill other mitzvahs. Yeah? We'll see how in a second, but you can already see the thrust is completely different to what we've been saying up until this point.
Is that the Gemara in Kiddushin?
That's, yeah, the Gemara could have been a few places with that formulation, but yeah. Fine. Excuse me. Yeah, I've given you the whole Gemara, the whole long Agadata, which is the next source, but I don't want to look at the whole thing because we don't need it all. Okay, I want you to look 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, the 7th line down, about halfway across. Siv, Yehar, on the second page. Yikara himi pnimim vechol chafetzecha lo yishvu ba. It is more precious than pearls. Right? And all of your desires can be found in it. Ha cheftzaim shamayim yishvuba. Right? It says, right, but that implies that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to do something, that'll be yishvuba, will be as big as, will not be found within it. It'll be big as, it'll not be contained within it. Meaning, right? What does that imply? The pasuk Yikarehim Ipninim usually refers in Chazal to Talmud Torah, right? Talmud Torah is more precious than pearls, and everything you want can be found in Talmud Torah. The Gemara has a diuk, but what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, that might not be found within Talmud Torah. Right, then it says, V'chziv kol v'chol chavzeg al yishbada, afil chavzeg shem mayim l'yishubba. It says, V'chol, anything you might want, will be contained within it. Even chavzeg shem mayim, implying that Talmud Torah is bigger than any other mitzvah. Everybody follows? Kan b'mitzvah she'efshar la'asoysa al yadei acherim. Kan b'mitzvah she'efshar la'asoysa al yadei acherim. Depends on whether you think that this is a mitzvah which should be done by somebody, which can be done by somebody else, or not. If it can, then don't stop learning. If it can't, then you do stop learning. So, for example, right, And this is not a Lamaisa comment for your lives in Yeshiva, it is a Stam comment, right? If there's a chesed that needs to be done, but there's 10 people who can all do it, you don't need to do it, you can keep learning Gemara. But if you need to put on tefillin, that's something nobody else can do for you. So then you have to stop learning to put on tefillin. Okay? The reason, by the way, why I said a chesed is not, I'm not saying lamaisa for your time in yeshiva, it's because if every boy in yeshiva took the attitude that somebody else can do the chesed, then no chesed would be done. So then it's a chora more of a case where not everybody can do it. Yeah?
Shouldn't a chesed that you do is fundamentally different to a chesed that I do, even if it's the same act? If you go and whatever, comfort to mourners, so surely your being there is very different to my being there.
You have to judge for yourself, right? If there's somebody you know really well and they're your best friends, then sure, your Nichum Avelim is qualitatively different. Somebody you've never met, I promise you, they won't notice you're not there.
But they'll notice you are there.
Not really. It's like it's a question of you have to work out what's more important. It's true, life is never quite as neat and there are usually conflicting values, and it's true you can always add something. The question is, how much are you going to add? Right? Mori Varabia of Abraman used to say, when people asked him, at the beginning of the year, it happened that there were a stack of wedding invitations. So they would ask Rav Abraman if they could go to the weddings, and each time Rav Abraman would ask them, do you think the person will miss you if you're not there? The logic is simple, right? But sure, you can go to a wedding and you can dance and it's fun and you can eat good food and tachlis. Like, as in, is it worth missing night seder? The question is, will it make that much of a difference to the person who's getting married? Same thing here. Okay? Fine. Let's look at the Tosis. Come, mitzvah shiv shalah, says Ayidechem. Asiyas mitzvah adif sha'arei masikin afilu Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai oisa sukkah delulav that is b'shalmi v'al ba'asakat this fila v'kriyashma ein masikin. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai v'shalmi zeshananu v'zeshanu v'masikin shanam p'nei shananu. So it says, a mitzvah, says the Tosis, leshitosam, is more important than learning. And even Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai would stop to do mitzvahs. What he wouldn't stop for in the Yerushalmi is kriyashma or davening. Why? Because kriyashma and davening are also a kiyum in Talmud Torah. So he wouldn't stop doing one sort of Talmud Torah for a different sort of Talmud Torah. But any other mitzvah, he would stop. Okay? By the way, we don't pass in that. We pass in that you do stop for both kriyashma and tefillah.
Who is this?
Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. The Bavli tells the story of Rav Shah. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai would stop for kriyashma, he wouldn't stop for tefillah. The Yerushalmi says he wouldn't even stop for kriyashma. Fine.
What
ones
he wouldn't stop for? Kriyashma?
In the Bavli, in the Minochis, it says he wouldn't stop he would not stop learning for the davening, he would just keep learning, he would miss davening, but kriyashma he would stop. In the Yerushalmi it says he wouldn't stop for either. He wouldn't stop not for kriyashma, not for tefillah. Okay. Okay, so let's just continue. The Ran says, right, Oksiv, and the only point, Gmar Oksiv, Orochaim, Pintach, Let's Koy, Mar, Leifish, Kol, Leisa, Niach, Mitzvah, Ktana, Ayideh, Gdola. Don't, if you're in the middle of a mitzvah, don't stop doing it to do another mitzvah. Right, there's a general idea that once you're already working on a mitzvah, it's the Oisek mitzvah, or you're working on a mitzvah, don't stop. Potter in a mitzvah, you can't do another mitzvah. Says the Ram, what does it mean? It means that if nobody is around, right, and you're the only person who can do both mitzvahs, then do the more important one. But if there's someone else around, then you do the first one, it comes to you, and let somebody else do the other one. Okay. Aval harayved zal pirish arachayim al Talmud Torah sheli yachriena im shum mitzvah ki hi koydemes al kol ha-mitzvahs. But the Ravid said, no. The Mura means, when it says that you should not do a mitzvah that somebody else can do, Talmud Torah, because Talmud Torah is more important than any other mitzvah. Uvichlal sheyukal ha-kayim mitzvahs al yidei achirim ki hu tzarech lilmoid. Right? Because, and why, and if somebody else can do the other mitzvah, you should certainly keep learning, because you need to learn. Your whole life is about Talmud Torah. Somebody else can do the other mitzvah. Ve'im lo yilmai mehikan yedam mitzvah. And if you don't learn, how will you keep mitzvahs? אבל במצווה שאי אפשר לעשות על ידי אחרים בין קברה ואין בקורס מייס מצווה במוקם שאין שם קוברים יצא בהן המצווה הקדמת but if nobody else can do it then already you should stop learning so you can do the mitzvah like קברה ואין like burying a dead body if you're the only one around then already you should do it. So the Ravid says the following. He says learning more important. The Ravid. Right, Rav David. Right? He's a Provençal rishon from the 12th century. Provence is in the southern, so it's basically it's not actually Provence is a province of southern France. When we speak in terms of Jewish history, we mean the southern third of France. The entire southern third, beneath the Loire River and the French Alps. For anyone who knows geography. If none of you don't know geography, then you should look up a map because knowing geography is important. So learning is more important, therefore, never stop a mitzvah. Never stop learning for any mitzvah. But unless the mitzvah won't get done. How do these two things make sense with each other? If learning is more important than it should be, then you should never stop learning for any mitzvah. So why is it that you do stop if the mitzvah won't get done? He even makes it stronger because he says if you stop learning, then you won't learn. You won't have to do mitzvahs, right? So if you stop learning, you won't learn. You can't do both. He's not saying because you can come to learn back to learning later, right? He's saying that you can either learn or do the mitzvah. No. So which is it? Right? Is it that your mitzvahs are more important that you need to make sure they get done, or is it that learning is more important? Let's just read one more source that I think will help to sharpen the problem a little bit, and then we will already start solving the problem a little bit. Right? Let's say that the Sifri is what's called a Midrash Tanoim. Right? It's a Midrash that was written by... It was written in a midrash that was written by the Tanaim, meaning by the same people who are appearing in the Mishnah. Yeah? It says, Sevahiyah im shamat shmuel nisasai. Lama ne'emar, lefish ne'emar, lomeda tam asam, shmartem lasasam, shamea nishalay nishayb, betalmud ashen nishayb, it's a talmud, lomar, vahiyah im shamat shmuel, am nisasai. Megid sheriyad, mishaybun betalmud. So it says the Gemara. If you, vahiyah shamat shmuel nisasai, right, if you keep my mitzvahs, if you listen to my mitzvahs, then I'll reward you the rest of the parasha in Kriyashma, of the second parasha of Kriyashma. Right? Why does it need to say this? Because it says, and you will learn them and you will fulfill them. Another pasuk says, you will learn the mitzvahs and you will fulfill them. From that I would have thought that you only have to learn the mitzvahs when you can fulfill them, and a lot of mitzvahs couldn't be performed in the Midbar. Therefore the Gemara says, no, you have to start learning about the mitzvahs even before you could fulfill them. Learning more important or not a mitzvah more important? Learning, right? Anybody disagree with me? Right? That's what it sounds like. Okay, let's skip the drisha for the moment. Right? We're gonna do a little bit of akdam in a different mitzvah now, and then I'll explain in a minute about how it actually helps to solve the problem. The Gemara says, right? V'im hiskulu im mafsikim mafsikim grisra tana le reisha im mafsikim seifa asan adirei Torah. Tzanya chaverim shayu eskim etorah mafsikim le kriyashma v'im mafsikim le svila. Right, so it says, right, the pasuk says that if you already started doing a mitzvah, you should not stop, but you should stop for kriyashma. And the pasuk says, the Mishnah said you should not stop. So should you stop or should you not stop? So it said, when it comes to Talmud Torah, if you're learning Torah, then you stop to say Kriyashma. You don't stop to daven. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Leishanu Elav Goyin Rabbi Shimon BeYechayv Achabi Rav Shetarasan Omasan Omanosan Aval. Goyin Anu Mafsikin Kriyashma Ulitzvila. Rabbi Yochanan said that was only said about Rabbi Shimon and his friends. But for us, we don't learn. We don't really learn. Like Rabbi Shimon, he really knew how to learn. We're not so good at learning. Says Rabbi Yochanan, one of the most important Amoraim. So we stop learning for davening as well. Didn't it say that you don't stop learning to daven, just like you don't stop learning for Kriyat Shema, implying that you don't stop learning, frankly, for either? It says it wasn't talking about learning. It was talking about when the Beis Din meets to decide if this year is going to be a leap year. That's such an important mitzvah that you wouldn't stop. That if you're already involved in it, that you wouldn't stop doing it even for davening of a kriyashma. Then we have a price that says that when they did this in Yavna, when they were sitting down to decide if this was going to be a leap year or not, if it was going to have an Adar Aleph and Adar Beis, like this year, they wouldn't stop learning for Kriyashma or for Tefillah. This led to the rule, Osek b'mitzvah, potter mina mitzvah. Right, somebody's already involved in one mitzvah, need not, in fact, should not stop to perform a different mitzvah. Once you finish one, start one mitzvah, you finish it. You do not stop. I don't care if you think you'll have time, it makes no difference. Okay? The Rambam says, the Rambam, in a completely different halacha, Aish mitzvah al piri ribya avalu aisha. Right? A man has to have children, a woman need not if she doesn't want to. Umeim asaya aish nitzchai mitzvah, zumi ben sheva esrei, from when he's 17. Vechevan she'avru esrei shana avalu nasa aisha areza over mvatel mitzvasase. And if he reached the age of 20 and didn't get married and have kids, then he was mvatel the mitzvasase. It should be noted parenthetically, there are lots of heterim to not get married by the age of 20, like if you don't have money to support your wife. So unless any of you have money to support your wife, please do not get married before you're 20. I'm sorry? Sorry? So it says, Ve'im haya osik betorah vetaraba, ve'haya misyare milisa isha k'desha lo yitrak b'mezones v'yivatel min ha-Torah, hare ze mutar lehis acher, she'osik b'mitar par mitzvah, ve'chol shekein b'salmul Torah. Says the Rambam, but if you're in the middle of learning and you're afraid that if you get married now you won't be able to learn any more Torah, then don't worry, don't get married. Delay forever. I don't care. Don't get married as long as the reason why you're not getting married is because you're learning. What's the problem?
That can't always be the case.
Okay, that's one reason. One reason is the problem. Based on what we've said today, though, what's the problem with this statement?
The mitzvah can't be fulfilled by anyone else.
Very good. This is a classic mitzvah she'i'eshah la'asot al yedei acherim. How can you delay getting married? How can you not get married and not have kids? You're chayav, personally, to get married and have kids. Now, truth is, there are some achronim who learn this Rambam and say you don't have to actually have kids. As long as there are kids in the world, you're all good. But almost nobody thinks that's correct, right? You have to get married, and you have to have kids personally. How can you delay? How can you not do that? To learn, we said that you're not allowed to be mevatel mitzvot, and mevatel mitzvot for Talmud Torah. Okay, so Mori veRabbi Harav Lichtenstein Hareini Kaparas Mishkatai, right? Explain this Rambam in the following way. He said, when. What do we mean when we say we're learning Torah? Most of us think of Talmud Torah as basically an intellectual activity, right? You read the text, you understand it, right? You work with it, you move on to the next text, right? Rebbe said that is not the case, right? Talmud Torah, the definition of Talmud Torah is that it is a religious activity, right? You are learning Torah because, like the Rambam said, God told you to. It's a mitzvah. Right? If you learn Talmud Torah in such a way that it means that you're not doing what God told you to do, that's not Talmud Torah at all. Right? You don't have to learn so that you can keep it says better. That is not what Torah Lishma means. But you cannot learn if it'll prevent you from keeping mitzvahs. Right? That's what Talmud maybe lidei maaseh means. Your Talmud has to be maybe lidei maaseh. It has, definitionally, it has to be the sort of thing that'll actually make you keep mitzvahs better. If it's not, it's not Talmud Torah at all. Right? It, that's not the focus, but that had better be the result. Right? That explains the raven, right? Learning is much more important, but if you don't stop learning to do a mitzvah that nobody else can do, then you weren't learning at all. That wasn't a mitzvah. That was, you know, tumbled in a university somewhere. And it's the same thing with the Rambam here. Normally, there's no such thing as refraining from doing a mitzvah for the purpose of learning. But getting married is a little different, because if I don't get married today and have kids, I can get married tomorrow and have kids. Or I can get married the next day and have kids. That mitzvah is never going, not going anywhere. As long as I'm alive, I can get married and have kids. And have kids. So at any given point in time, as opposed to tefillin, as opposed to Kriyat Shema, as opposed to davening, as opposed to Megillah, as opposed to almost any other mitzvah, if you don't do other mitzvahs, then you've lost the mitzvah. If you don't get married today, get married tomorrow. You still fulfill the mitzvah, lemahadrin. Right? And therefore, if you refrain from getting married today, because you want to learn, no biggie. Right? You weren't learning in such a way that you weren't fulfilling mitzvah. You only delayed the mitzvah. That's different. Okay?
So according to what Rav Lichtman seemed to have said that if there's a mitzvah that has like a time limit on it, like you can do it now, you can never do it, or you
would have to stop.
Or you won't be in that situation again today.
You would absolutely have to do it. Yeah, there's no question. I said, that's why getting married is unique. That's why only with getting married would we say, oh, you mitzvah, part of mitzvah, you can keep learning and not get married. Because at any given point, when you're choosing not to get married, you could always choose to get married tomorrow. Right? Before, you might not. But that's fine, because tomorrow the same logic will apply. Right? As long as the Talmud Torah is not clashing with keeping mitzvahs, it's all good. If it creates a clash with keeping mitzvahs, it's not Talmud Torah at all. Okay? If so, we see two very, very different approaches to Limud Amanas Asos. One approach to Limud Amanas Asos says, what the Gemara means is, you're learning to keep halacha, and therefore the most important thing that you can do is keep halacha. If you look at the source that fits at the top of page 4, the Drisha. V'ravina, the Drisha is a perush on a Torah, right on the Arba Torah, early Achor, an important halacha. Ravina, so it says, the background is the Torah reports Allah from the Quora, that you're meant to spend a third of your time learning Tanakh, a third of your time learning Halacha, it's Mishnah, right, and a third of time you're learning the reasons behind the Halacha. He says, Ravina Tan said, we fulfill all of them by learning the Bavli, because the Bavli has Tanakh in it, has Tzukim, right? It has Halacha, and it has the reasons for them. So if you learn Bavli, you get all three. He says, there are people who learn Gemara Rashi Tosfos every single day. That's the Baldik, that's Yomi. The Lai Shar Poskim, and they learn anything else. I'm learning halachos, I'm learning the halachos that I mentioned the Gemara every single day. Right, so I'm fulfilling this mandate to spend a third of my time on halachos. Says the Drisha, and they're wrong. They're not learning the right way. They have to learn Sifrei Halacha like the Rish, like the Rosh, and like the Mordechai. Those were the big Sifrei Halacha in the time of the early Achrayim. Right? Nowadays, you will substitute, you know, the Aruch HaShulchan and the Mishnah Berurah Kitzur or something. The domehem and anything similar to him, dezeu shorish veikar toras l'sorasinu. Right, and because those are the main part of our Torah. Those are the roots of our Torah, not the Gemara. The Gemara is less important than the Drisha. More important to learn halacha. Ve'enam yotzin klal b'limud Gemara perish tosfos. And if they learn Gemara perish tosfos, Gemara is Rashi and tosfos, they don't fulfill the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Says the Drisha. Who is that? Is that the Rambam or is that Tosfos? Tosfos. Very good. That's the opinion of Tosfos that we saw. Right? The most important part of learning is to halacha l'maaseh. So sure, learn other things. But not at the expense of halacha l'maaseh. The most important thing is halacha l'maaseh. That's what you need to focus on.
Who is the first
The Drisha. Yeah. Like I said, Rav Lichtenstein said no. Rav Lichtenstein said that Talmud Torah is fundamentally a Pirkei Avot treaty. He brought a nice proof from the Sifri. The Sifri says, right? You should worship him with all your heart and with all your soul. Well, that is Talmud, that's learning. A Talmud is a Talmud, I know that I've read up. Hare Yomer, Veikach Hashem Lehin is Adam in Yelge, and Nichil Began Eden Lao Tal Lashara. Kima Avoda Lashavar, Ramash Mir Lashavar, Halamata Leavda, the Talmud Lashamra Elo Mitzvahis. Shem Shavoda Sizbeach, Hare Avoda, Kapli, Kach Talmud, Hare Avoda. Says a Sifri, right? The Avdoi to worship God is Talmud Torah, that's learning. And says, but wait, why would you say it's learning? Maybe it's avoida, maybe it's karbanis. Avoida in Chazal typically means karbanis, right? Says, maybe it's karbanis, maybe it's bringing karban on the Mizbeach. Says, no, he brings a raya from Adam Arishan, and so I don't want to get too back here, I read the Pasuk, lo dol l'shamra, right? Lo dol l'shamra, lo dol, that's Talmud Torah, and l'shamra is keeping it. So it's therefore you see that avoida is Talmud Torah. It's also bring karbanis, but avoda is Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah is an act in the service of God. But said Rav Lichtenstein, for Talmud Torah to be an act in the service of God, it has to actually be an act in the service of God. It can't just be an intellectual pursuit.
How
is
that
in
the
Avoda or the Shamra? Okay. Any questions?
How did Rav Avital
He also taught here. I assume he held something similar to Rav Lichtenstein. Maybe a little less articulated, if you know much about him. I've never seen any place where he addresses that issue in writing, nor did I hear it from him in my time here, when he was alive. But I don't imagine he would have disagreed on this issue. There are two fundamentally different approaches to Talmud Torah that we've seen. One says, Torah is a way of keeping mitzvahs better. You need to learn Torah so you can keep mitzvahs. And that's really the entire goal of Torah. There are other parts of Torah. There's Adanata, there's, I don't know, Kabbalah, there's Marabi'iyun, it's all nechmad, it's great. You should do that stuff. But the most important thing is knowing what you need to do in 5 minutes, right? On the other hand, right, there is an approach which says that no, Talmud Torah is fundamentally an act of the worship of God. Right? And the only thing the only point that's really very important is that it should be an act of worship of God. Now, does that mean you shouldn't learn Halacha Maisa? No, because if you never learn Halacha Maisa, that's also not Talmud Meidah De Maisa. Right? That's not gonna help you. That's not gonna ever help you in the worship of God if you never do anything with regard to any other mitzvah. Talmud Torah is important, but it's not exclusive. On the other hand, it does mean, right, that Talmud Torah isn't exclusively focused on Halacha L'maisa. And I think in terms of, to get back to the question which really gave rise this year, in the context of modern yeshiva learning, it's probably more representative of the approach that has been taken. Right? Not that Halacha L'maisa is not important, but that other learning has a value too, because it's equally an act of the worship of God. Shkoyach, gentlemen.